Welcome to the Softball Corner, where we discuss all things concerning adult slow-pitch softball. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website at thesoftballcorner.com. You just had a phone call from one of your best players. He's moving out of state, or his work schedule has changed and he can't play for you this year. What do you do after the panic wears off a bit? Here are some ideas on finding new players over the winter. First, do you play other sports in the off-season? If so, talk softball to your basketball or volleyball teammates, and your opponents, too. Local park and school basketball courts are great places to find athletes who aren't playing league softball. Many of them haven't been approached about playing. They may not even be aware of league softball play. When you find a new player, ask him if he has friends with similar athletic skills. Many new players are more excited about joining a new team if they can bring a familiar face along with them. What about members of your church or the people you work with or the guy down the block? Ask your team members to recruit, too. You never know where you'll find your next superstar. Okay, another topic. Let's talk about supplies. If your league requires you to supply softballs, begin your search early. You might find an internet supplier that will give you a better price than you can get locally, or there may be a local source that everyone uses. Ask other teams and ask the league. And be sure the balls you buy are acceptable for your league. Some leagues have very specific requirements for game balls. If you're a new team, with players new to organized slow-pitch softball, many of them will not know the difference between good bats and bad bats. Don't be surprised if somebody shows up with a Walmart special or the dreaded Easton Hammer. Be sure your team has at least one quality bat and buy it before you start spring practice. Let the team get used to it in practice before the season begins. Now's a good time to set up a website for your team. Put your season schedule on the website and the names, phone numbers, and email addresses of all your team members so anybody can reach anybody else in an emergency. A team bulletin board on the internet is a good idea, too. You can post schedule changes and players can let you know if they have to miss a game. You can get a nice free internet bulletin board at quicktopic.com, quicktopic.com, no spaces there. You can set it up so that whenever anyone on the team posts a note, everybody on the team gets an immediate email. Then they can click on a link right in that email to go to the board to respond. Again, quicktopic.com. You should put the internet addresses or the URLs of your team website and bulletin board on the roster you hand out to all your players at your first team meeting. You'll need a team statistician, too. That's a scorekeeper who also figures stats for your players. I post all my team stats on our team bulletin board after each game. The team statistician should be a non-player. My wife keeps my team's stats, and my daughter or her boyfriend fill in when my wife isn't there. Then I do the math after I get home from the game. When the snow melts and the temperature starts to rise, it's time to start your preseason practice. You probably won't be able to come up with a regular day and time when everyone can get together, so set up two or three sessions a week with the understanding that players will show up at whichever sessions fit their schedules. And a final word, don't use your good bats in cold weather. When the temperature dips below 60 degrees, most bats dent easier because the ball gets harder when it gets cold. And so ends another exciting episode of the Softball Corner. As always, drop us a line or a voicer MP3 note to thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out our website at thesoftballcorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner.